I'll preface this by saying that it's really bad news that I bring. And I get asked now to do a lot of talks, and a lot of people want me to like tell me that everything's okay. Can't be as bad as I'm reading in the press. And unfortunately, what I'm here to tell you is that it's worse than you're reading in the press, which shouldn't really be a surprise. For decades, the corporate media have been part and parcel of the billionaire class in their attacks on Social Security, painting it as some sort of handout, like government gives it to people, and all sorts of other, the main one actually being that it somehow has something to do with the deficit or the debt. Now the press understand the true enormousness of the program and are starting to tell the right stories, but they still don't have the magnitude of what has happened to Social Security correct. So just to remind people what Social Security is, it's wage insurance. So it's insurance that we all pay into during our working lives, and it's a social insurance program, so we all pay into it, and those premiums get us to an insured status. And there's different levels, and I'm not going to go through all of them. Different levels for the disability insurance, which is part of it. So if a person faces a life-changing illness or injury and can no longer work due to a disability, then they can have some of their wages replaced by Social Security. In the death of the breadwinner of a family, the surviving minor children will receive part of the wages of the breadwinner, and that's in called survivor's benefits. And then there's the largest portion, which I think most people are familiar with, which is in the loss of wages due to retirement, part of a person's wages are replaced by this insurance system. And that's the retirement benefit. We're talking about over 70 million people, about 72 million people. And again, it's our money. We pay into the system, and then when we need it, it's there for us. And for 90 years, through war and peace, through boom and bust, through health and pandemic, Social Security's never missed a single payment. It's an incredibly efficient system. It has incredibly low rates of fraud or improper payments. Many of the so-called improper payments are actually clerical errors on the part of the Social Security Administration, primarily due to understaffing and old systems. Every year, the Inspector General would put out the Inspector General is an office whose job it is to look for fraud, waste, and abuse within Social Security. There's an Inspector General throughout the government looking at different agencies. So this is the function of the Inspector General. And they put out a report saying, it's not perfect because no system is perfect, but here are the ways that we would address these small amounts. And it would primarily be hire more people. Congress would deny funding. More people would not be hired. In fact, before Donald Trump took office in his second term, the staffing levels at Social Security Administration were at the 50-year lows. So you already had an agency that was stretched very thin. And on top of that, or the background of that, is 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day into the system. So in fact, we need more workers. We started historically low, and then Donald Trump put this unelected billionaire, Elon Musk, in charge of basically destroying things that work. I don't want to mince words. I really think it's important that people understand their goal was in no way to make things better. So these aren't mistakes that they made where they were like, oopsie-daisy. Their goal was to collapse the system. And the reason why they do that is billionaires have always hated Social Security. I mean, going all the way back 90 years to when it was created, primarily because Wall Street doesn't make a penny off of it, right? So these greedy billionaires on Wall Street who collapsed the economy 90 years ago and caused the Great Depression. Social Security was born out of the Great Depression, and the New Dealers set it up as a system that did not require the billionaire class, the banking class, Wall Street, nor did it require the politicians. In fact, it's walled off from them so that they could not touch our money. It just requires workers. As long as there are workers in America paying into the system, then there will be money in Social Security to pay out benefits. Now, I'm going to get to the destruction, but I want to do the why. So they hate it because it works, just like they hate public education. They hate things that work that they don't make money on, and they try to destroy those things. Now, one of the things that has happened is since the 1980s, since the Reagan, Thatcher, neoliberal reactionary onslaught against workers worldwide, all of the gains of productivity have gone to the very, very wealthy. And I'm sure you've all seen those charts before. Productivity would go up and workers' wages would go up right alongside it. And then the 80s happened and productivity still goes up, but workers' wages are flat, and all of the gains of productivity go to the very wealthy. So that's a problem for many reasons. But specific to Social Security has a maximum income cap. And right now, that's $176,000. So people only pay in to Social Security on the first $176,000 of income. After that, they don't pay a nickel in on anything after $176,000. So for the vast majority of the American people, they pay in on 100% of their income. Every year, they pay in all year long. But for someone like Elon Musk, if he were to pay in on all of his income, he'd be done in the first second of the first day every single year. And it's pretty unique in this setup that the more money that a person makes, the less as a percentage they pay into Social Security. So if you take that fact that there's a cap and you mix it together with the fact that I said previously, all of the money has gone to the super wealthy. That's all money that's gone above the cap and is not going into the Social Security system. This isn't me saying it. You can check the actuaries. That is the entire cause of an imbalance in the system that people have probably heard of. You know, there's a lot of alarmist, like, oh my God, it's going bankrupt. Can't go bankrupt. Long as there's workers, there will be payments coming out. But there is a choice that has to be made at some point in around a decade in 2035. We can either choose to have billionaires pay the same rate as the rest of us on all of their income, or we can cut everybody's benefits by around 17%. So the average benefit, $18,000, $2,000, somewhere in there. And for millions, tens of millions of people, that's 90% of their income. So obviously, the answer is to just have billionaires pay the same rate as all the rest of us into Social Security. And if we do that, we not only create a solvency into the next century, we can expand benefits for everyone in the system immediately. $200 a month, $2,400 a year. So, you know, when your average benefit is $18,000, that's real money. That's a very real increase in benefits. Now, the billionaires, unsurprisingly, do not want to pay the same rate as the rest of us. So that's why they parachuted in their guy, Elon Musk. He went on the Joe Rogan program and called Social Security a Ponzi scheme, which is a criminal fraud, right? That's what he's calling Social Security, a criminal fraud. And he made it clear that his goal was to destroy, get rid of Social Security because he believes it's a criminal fraud. Now, we know in his brain, he's also saying, I don't want to pay the same rate as everyone else. I don't want to pay more taxes. In fact, I want a giant tax handout. And they know that because we walled off the benefits, they couldn't get their hands directly on our benefits by law. You need 60 votes in the Senate to do any changes to Social Security. But they don't have 60 votes in the Senate. But they do know what Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation, the blueprint of the Trump administration, pointed out is that through executive action, so just by action of the White House, they could destroy the Social Security Administration, which are the workers that get the benefits to us. So we earn our benefits. We also pay for the salaries, the wages of the workers and the office space. So government is not funding the administration either. It's coming out of our premiums that we pay in, our federal insurance contributions. But it is possible through executive action to destroy the administration. So to make it hard for people to get the checks that they've earned. And Elon Musk has gone to work with this with great vigor. So he went in there, you know, he went on stage. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of him wielding that chainsaw at CPAC. And that's what he did at Social Security quite effectively. They've pushed out or fired. It's really difficult to get information, but somewhere between 3,000 and 7,000 workers. And again, this is the starting point is the lowest staffing levels in 50 years. And then they pushed out or fired between 3,000 and 7,000. And they put together a memo at the beginning of how to push out 50% of the workers. right? Get rid of 50% of the workers who are already struggling to make the system work as it was. And the way it works and has worked is they've pushed out the workers with the largest institutional knowledge, work histories, right? There are a ton of people could have retired at any point because they'd hit their federal service. And, you know, these are workers who are not getting rich. They believe in the program. They take an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And, you know, they're feeling under assault by Elon Musk. And so some of them are retiring. Some of them are pushed out. Some of them are turned. The part I'm going to get to that's the what we're seeing is the biggest focus was the IT department. So the technology department, they fired all the people who know how the system works. 400 people out of the IT department pushed out. And then most of the other workers in that department had their access either modified or turned off. So they couldn't even access the system. And in their place, you have these Doge goons, these 20-year-olds working for Elon Musk, this unelected billionaire. And they're literally in the system. First, they have access to all of our data. They're giving it to ICE. They're giving it to whoever they want. And we don't know what else. I mean, Elon Musk is a data broker. So he makes his money on data, he feeds it into his AI. He's pretty open about what he wants to do is replace workers with AI. But really, what they're trying to do is destroy the system so that people are faced with missed checks. Or they call into the administration, they can't get through, the calls aren't going through. They go onto the website and the website's crashing. They try to access information about their benefits and it's missing. So create a catastrophe, create a crisis, and then go to the American people and ask for emergency powers, which would be something like a commission to allow them to make changes to benefits with only 51 votes instead of the 60. That's their strategy. Cause the crisis and then ask for emergency powers. And along the way, they'll try to privatize as much as possible. So, this is the old, they'll kneecap the mailman, complain that the mail is late, and then they'll just remember that they have a cousin who just happens to be in the private mail delivery business and can take up some of the services. And they'll charge three times as much and deliver a quarter of the services. So, those are the two things that are happening. They're trying to privatize as quickly as possible. And the guy who's been nominated to be the Senate confirmed commissioner, Frank Bisignano, he actually runs a monopoly payment system company that is a monopoly. So he's actually the guy who would, you know, he's going to run in and be like, oh, yeah, I want those contracts. So it's like Elon Musk destroying parts of NASA and then trying to get those contracts to SpaceX, and he's succeeding. It's even more than Fox guarding the hen house. It's like an arsonist in place of a fireman or something, because it's been successful. The destruction has been wrought. And what you're seeing, people whose checks aren't getting to them, or checks are getting to them late. And when they try to complain, you can't get through to the agency. Call the 1-800 number. And it drops, you can't get through. But Martin O'Malley, the previous commissioner under President Biden, when he took office, the average wait time was 42 minutes. And he said that's too high. And he focused on it and he brought it down to 12 minutes by the end of his term as commissioner. So it is true that if you're trying to fix something, you know, you can do it and you can make things better. But if your goal is to destroy something, you can also do that. So now the average wait time is through the roof, and there's people who can't get through anymore. And you know, you're really out of luck if you have marginal English, or English is not your first language, or a non-English speaking household, because of other actions that Trump has taken. It's almost impossible to get any assistance. While legally the money is yours, they're making it very difficult to get that money. And again, the goal is to cause the crisis through their actions and then demand an emergency powers to deal with it and privatize as quickly as possible. This is stuff that we've seen authoritarian governments do all over the place. This is a tried and true tactic of the neoliberal privatization crew, and that's what they're doing to Social Security. Now, the really terrible thing is the cuts have been made, the destruction has been wrought, and we're seeing everything that we've predicted. I don't want to go too deep into this, but I've become an amateur expert on how the technology works. If you think of it, There's a system at the very bottom called COBOL, and that's the one that actually gets the checks out. And it's a very, very old system. It's from the 1960s, actually started in the 50s. It's a DoD program, and it's the base of the entire financial, global financial system. It's almost a mechanical computer program. Very few people can actually code in it anymore, but it's incredibly stable. And what it does is it just gets the checks out. And that's why Social Security has been so stable for so long, is this base system of COBOL. Everyone wants to come in and like change it. Banks have tried to do it as well, but what they find is they can't. And so they start building on top of COBOL, and you build extra programs on top. It's like a representation of time. So the ones at the top are generally the most recent additions, and they're the most public-facing thing. So it's like the website. And then as you go deeper, you get into the servers, and then it goes down to COBOL, which is where the checks are going out. And what all of our experts are saying is you're going to see intermittent and cascading failures starting at the top. And as it goes deeper, you're going to see, so it starts with the website being out, which we've seen. Website has been down, people can't access it. Then you're going to get into the servers where our data is, and that's going to be inaccessible. We saw that already, where people went in to check on their SSI accounts, which is separate from Social Security, but administered by the Social Security Administration. And those files were missing. Now the payments kept going out. So that's the base, COBOL, sending out the payments. But the ones on top are failing. And what our experts have been telling us is we'll see these cascading failures. And at some point, there will be a catastrophic collapse when it hits into that COBOL level. And Elon Musk and the Doge kids have been extremely straightforward that they are aiming to get into COBOL. And again, they say they're going to replace everything with AI. What our experts are saying is when it hits there, people's checks are not going to go out. And we don't know what that'll look like. We don't know if it's everyone at the same time. We don't know if it's going to be intermittent, but we do know that when you have tens of millions of people, many of them the most vulnerable in our society, 102-year-olds, a missed check could be deadly. Missed check means you can't eat, you can't pay rent. People with disabilities, it could be paying for some of their medical. It almost certainly is. So a missed check could be deadly. And I'll posit with evidence that they're softening people up psychologically. So I'm sure people saw that the Treasury Secretary, Lutnick, went on television and said he's a billionaire. And he said, if my mother-in-law didn't get her Social Security check, she wouldn't complain because she's not a fraudster. The only people who complain about a missed check are fraudsters. Then Elon Musk said the same thing. The only people who complain about a missed check are fraudsters. They're trying to scare people to not complain for when they don't get their checks. And that is the tactic here. And we are warning people that you need to prepare yourself, your loved ones, people in your network, whatever groups you are a part of, especially the most vulnerable in your networks. Make sure that you've talked to them, have a plan in place. We recommend that you get your Social Security file and you have a hard copy of it. It's your wage history, and then it has a top line number. This is how much your benefit is. Have a hard copy of that because we don't trust that they're not going to delete or change the database and fiddle around with the numbers. So have a hard copy and also get in contact with your federal elected officials, both senators and your representative. Doesn't matter if they're Democrat, Republican, because you're going to get in touch with the constituent services side of the office. Now, these are staffers whose job it is to ensure that you get the federal benefits that you have earned. So get in touch with them and say, I'm worried about this, and I need to have your contact information in case something goes wrong. Language access is going to be a huge issue, I believe. So if you take the vulnerability of the very old, people living with disabilities, add on language access issues, and they've turned off the ability to get information to anyone who is not a proficient English speaker. This is a recipe for catastrophic failure. And again, I would say that's their goal, a crisis, cause a crisis on Social Security. So protect yourself, protect those most vulnerable in your networks, and then Bigger picture, we need to create political pressure, a mass demonstration of people saying to the authoritarians, you got millions of us in the street and we're going to oppose you. Authoritarian fascism is defeated by ordinary people saying no. And you saw that in South Korea. You saw that in Brazil against Bolsonaro. And I think that we're going to see that here in America. And to tell the story that I just told you, this unelected billionaire has made catastrophic cuts to Social Security. And we expect there to be a crisis coming. And we can't allow the people who did the damage to then position themselves as like the saviors from the crisis that they created. And I'll close with this. One of the things that they were going to do was they were going to turn off the phone system. They were going to say, you can't use the phones to get information about your benefits. It was going to drive people into the field offices where they fired all these workers. They're closing field offices. And the idea was to overwhelm the field offices, again, fomenting that collapse. But we organized and we've done over 50 events at Social Security offices already. We raised the alarm, we hammered electeds, and they yielded and they rolled back. At least they said that they weren't going to turn off the phones on April 14th anymore. Now, I don't trust any of these guys as far as I could throw them, but it does show that at least they understand the political liability of these attacks on Social Security. They can only get their way if they can cause the chaos and then pretend it wasn't them. So our job is to ensure that people know why people aren't getting their benefits. It's not Social Security. Social Security never missed a payment for 90 years. Then this billionaire comes in and he says, my goal is to destroy it. And then it starts breaking down. That's the problem. That's the only fraud in Social Security is Elon Musk. The only immigrant that people should worry about taking their Social Security benefits is from South Africa, and it's Elon Musk.